for just a few minutes, everybody seemed to be warm there in Washington, D.C., when you sang Change Is Gonna Come. Was that a fun experience?
Well, it was. Brian, I'm 63 years old. I don't have a lot of fun now. Things are satisfying. And then because this little notoriety that I'm getting has come so very late, it is indeed that more satisfying than fun, as you would know fun to be. But there were a lot of things going on at that moment. I was standing there with the first black president. I'm black, born in segregation. This was the first time an audience that size had ever heard me. So a lot of things were happening for me at that moment. I was aware of what everyone else was feeling, but a lot of things were going on for me at that moment.
Do you remember when the original version came out in 64? It seems like you were just kind of getting into the industry at that time. Did you ever get to meet Sam Cooke? What was it like when that song came out?
Well, it wasn't all that. It didn't get any airplay, and it didn't sell. Suddenly, everybody is making it sound as if it stopped the world. It did that day, as you said, for a moment. Everything did kind of stand still. But when the recording came out, it had nothing to do with anything that was going on, and it did not sell. I think the other side of it was what they were trying to sell. And then as, you know, the time passed and he became more legendary, the song became more legendary. And then a few years ago, somebody hooked it up with the civil rights movement. I don't remember it being so at the time. But it's absolutely apropos, and it was just perfect for that day. But I don't think that remember thinking anything. The big thing that happened when it came out was that Sam had died. Not the song coming out so much. It was kind of like Doc of the Bay with Otis Redding. If he had not died, I don't think that would have been beloved by all.
Yeah, and Sam Cooke in his early 30s there.
When I did meet him, I was just a little girl. I met him when he was singing gospel with the Soul Stirrers, and I was only about 2 maybe when I met him. And then I didn't get a chance to work with him anymore before he died.